has asked the EU for an extension to the grace period for importing chilled meats from Britain to Northern Ireland. Checks are supposed to start from the end of the month under the Northern Ireland Protocol. So does this mean the so-called sausage wars between Brussels and London have been averted or could be averted for now? Our Europe editor Tony Connolly has all the ins and outs. Tony, fill us in on London's request for an extension and the EU reaction so far.
Well, under the Northern Ireland Protocol, as you mentioned, Anya, there is normally a ban on chilled meats or non-frozen meats entering the European Union from a third country. So that includes sausages, mince pies, composite meals and so on. So under the Northern Ireland Protocol, normally they would have been banned from entering Northern Ireland from Great Britain. But last December, the EU and UK agreed that there would be a grace period lasting until the 1st of July. And the point of that grace period was that essentially, certainly in the EU's view, the supermarket sector in Northern Ireland would change their supply chains to get those kinds of meats from elsewhere. Now, we've already seen the UK unilaterally extending grace periods for other parts of the protocol or extending derogations and so on without consulting the EU. And the expectation was they would do the same for chilled meats from the 1st of July. However, they have now made a formal request to the EU to extend that grace period, and the EU has said they will assess the request. Now, it may take them some time to assess it. My guess is they probably won't want to have an all-out clash with the UK on the 1st of July over sausages and mince and so on. Mm-hmm. So they will probably agree to an extension, but again, with strict conditions. And there were conditions originally in the deal back in December, and the EU says the UK didn't abide by those conditions. So, you know, there is some irritation in Brussels at this request, yeah. But we'll see what happens.
And it is a request, I suppose, not a unilateral action on the UK side. On the other hand, if Boris Johnson keeps getting extensions for bits of the protocol he doesn't want to operate, it starts veering into cakeism, doesn't it? Having your cake and eating it on the protocol.
Yes, I mean, on your first point, it is important to note that the UK has asked for this extension formally. They haven't just done it themselves unilaterally. So that is will be seen as something in Brussels. But again, the European Union believes that the UK had a set of conditions which they had to comply with in order for that grace period to be agreed back in December. This is around packaging, making sure that any goods of this nature that come into Northern Ireland don't go any further, that they're well labelled, and that the UK would abide by EU's food safety and animal health rules for the duration of the grace period, and some of those conditions the Commission is saying have not been met. The other thing again is that they simply don't want to get into a situation of rolling derogations and rolling extensions of grace periods. They say that that's not going to help business in Northern Ireland prepare for the future. It's not going to create a stable situation. So I think if they do agree to this extension, it will be done very reluctantly.
Europe editor Tony Connolly in Brussels. Thank you. It's